Well, it took some time, but on Monday, the Trump administration retaliated against Moscow for the poisoning of a former Russian spy in Britain. It did so in solidarity with the EU and other NATO allies. Now, the numbers keep growing, but so far, more than 20 countries have expelled some 140 Russians, including 60 Russian nationals who were ordered to leave the United States. It's the latest, and as of yet, most significant response from the West against Vladimir Putin's regime. But what do these actions really mean? And how will Russia respond to such a bold and coordinated punishment? Joining us now is Anna Borishevskaya. She's a Russia expert and Ira Weiner Fellow at the Washington Institute for Near East Policy. So, Anna, the latest actions against Russia are the strongest response since the Cold War by the U.S. and its allies. Can you lay out the specifics of the response? How big of a coalition are we talking about here? Would you consider it historic?
Sure. And first, thank you for having me. It's great to be on the show. This is certainly a major response. As you said, it is the biggest response to Russia since the Cold War. And what this says is, for the first time, this is not mere symbolism. The sheer number of Russian nationals who are being expelled, especially from the United States, for example, what this means is that they will curb Russia's intelligence gathering activities in the United States and in the West. Certainly other countries, for example, Poland, who have expelled a smaller number of Russian citizens, that, you know, when you're talking about smaller numbers, this is more symbolism. But it also shows, in terms of symbolism, solidarity in the West. And that's very important, that for the first time, it's not just one or two countries. This is really more of a coalition. And that sends a very strong message that the West is finally understanding the true danger that Putin's Russia poses to the West, to its values of freedom and democracy, and that for the first time, it's really trying to stand up to him.
So you say the West is finally just now understanding the true danger that it faces. So all this is happening because that former Russian spy and his daughter were poisoned in the UK on March 4th. Russia still denies playing a role. Do we have any clear idea where this attack came from, if not from the Russians?
Well, that's exactly it. It's hard to see where else it could have come from. And frankly, the evidence is overwhelming. It's almost a near certainty that it did come from the Russians. And the fact of the matter is, look, this happened in the context of Russia's presidential so-called election and in the run-up to the so-called election, when Putin was looking for many different ways to rally support. And he was doing this through enforcing the besieged fortress narrative in Russia, for example. And this was a statement to the West. You know, there's many ways to interpret what happened, but the way I read it is that this was a statement to the West, frankly, a fairly public one, because, you know, to state the obvious, there's many different ways to kill somebody. And this was pretty public and loud to say, look, you know, this is what we can do to you, and there's nothing you're going to do about it. We own you. That's the message.
So you're saying that this was such a public attack because Russia is trying to tell the U.S., we own you. Is that what you're saying?
Well, not to the U.S., but to the West, and in this case, to the U.K. I think, yeah, it's a public message of this is what we can do to you. And so I think the response from the West, finally realizing that this won't do, is very important.
Was the Kremlin, do you think, anticipating this strong of a response from the U.S. and its allies?
I'm not so sure. It's hard to tell because, again, you know, unfortunately, we don't have a strong record of standing up to Putin's Russia. And I think he probably did not expect such a strong response. And I will say down the road, this is a good start, but it's not enough. We have to look at the oligarchs. We have to look at curbing all the financial activities of Russia in the West, especially in the UK. For example, looking at such things as the Magnitsky Act that punishes some of Russia's worst human rights violators in the Putin circle. And it's really the finances, that's where it is. So we need to look at more of these activities and curbing Russia's illicit financial activities in the West.
Russia promised to punch back, but so far Moscow has not given any specifics. When Obama expelled 35 Russians toward the end of his term, the Russians eventually responded in kind, kicking out Americans and seizing two diplomatic compounds. Do you have any idea what the retaliatory action this time might look like?
It's hard to tell. You know, if we look back historically, what happened with the Magnitsky Act passed here is Putin responded in just the most despicable way by banning Americans from adopting Russian children. And it's possible that he may try to find another similar response, or it may be something else. We don't really know. But, you know, look, certainly there, he will look for ways to retaliate, but this doesn't mean that we shouldn't have done this, because for years Putin perceived weakness from the West, and it's because he perceived weakness that he's been pushing and he's been trying, working to undermine the U.S. The only way to stand up to him is to show strength, and for too long he has perceived weakness.
So he's perceived weakness. Right now, the only way to stand up to him is to show strength. But what about on the ground in Russia? How are the expulsions of all these Russians in the West likely to be felt, if at all, in Russia?
Well, if at all, the way the Kremlin is going to try to spin it is, of course, again, the besieged fortress narrative, the West is out to get us. But the fact of the matter is the Kremlin was doing that before as well, and it's going to continue doing that. For years, this message of America is the enemy has already been spun. So with or without the expulsions, that would have continued.
So with or without the expulsions, this would have continued. And at this point, is there anything about this case that you think we just don't understand?
Well, I think there's still many questions behind why this happened. There's different interpretations still about what the Kremlin was trying to achieve. I only have one interpretation, but maybe I'm not 100% right. There's a lot we still don't know. But the fact of the matter is, this was an aggressive act of Russia on foreign soil against UK nationals, and there had to be a response.
There had to be a response. Thank you so much, Anna Borshevskaya, Russian expert and Ira Weiner Fellow at the Washington Institute. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.